This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 133 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guys Sports. I'm your ever decadent host, Liam McDade. Across the virtual table from my pumpkin spice mocha latte beer drinking co-host, Connor Strayer. How the fuck are you, buddy?
I'm good. I always anticipate the intros or whatever you're going to say. Half the time it's your Dirk Nowitzki looking or
Sam Hauser.
Sam Hauser too. I think
But he shaved his head. You no longer look like him now.
I do have a thick head. I do have a full head of hair under this hat that I'm wearing. But Dirk Nowitzki. I think I more resemble him nowadays. But
I would say so.
Pumpkin spice macchiato beer that I found in stores. I thought it'd be like pumpkin tasting. It's absolutely terrible. So, we're gonna be trying to push through drinking that during this podcast.
Noted. So if you cringe at anything, any takes of mine, or you're making a face, I'm going to assume it's the beer and not my horrible opinions.
Yeah. I mean, you saw the first sip, so.
Yeah, that was absolutely podcast, brutal.
I was like, oof, this is not good. And it's like 7% too, so this tall boy, I'll get buzzed from drinking that.
They're loading it up for you.
Oh, yeah. They're just putting that extra spice in there.
Yeah. I meant to ask you before the show, actually. How was Savannah? I saw you were just down there.
Oh yeah, it was good. It rained from the minute we stepped off the plane to like
fuck.
We left. It was two like one full day trip. Yeah. Other than that, it was fun. I wish it wasn't raining, but I mean, if you've ever seen Forrest Gump, that's like where he's on the bench. That's like.
Yep, I went to the bench.
Oh, you've been there. Okay.
Yeah. So you're kind of like deeper in town.
Yeah, we stayed probably like a couple squares over from where that was.
Okay.
If you went to like the pink house, old pink house, or saw that.
Yeah, I got drinks there.
Okay. We ate there that one night. So that was cool. Nice. We stayed right next to it. We stayed like at a hotel, like literally right next to it.
Yeah, I know the area well. No shit. I love Savannah.
Yeah. I'll go back. I mean, we should do a podcast in Savannah. Me and you. Let's go.
I would love that. That would be so sweet, dude.
It's cheap, it's affordable. It's an affordable city to go visit. I mean, we didn't spend like a shit ton of money while we were there, but it was also just raining. I'd rather go. I want to go back eventually, not like right away, but
yeah. Did you go to Canal Street at all?
What is
the river, like where the that was a sweet area.
There was a Christmas market kind of thing along it where we had like vendors and stuff there. We walked along that. Of course, it was raining, and then we had like there's like outside like bars there.
Yep.
We had a drink at one of those after that. So it was a cool thing. It was, like I said, cold and rainy. It was very cold for them. Everyone we walked by was like, oh, it's so cold. And it's like high 50s, low 60 degrees when we were there.
Yep.
So we were never like chilly. It was just like raining. That sucked. But the weather was, I mean, it was warm, but like rainy.
Yeah. They say my buddy lived in Georgia for a while, and he always says that there's only two seasons in Georgia, summer and Christmas.
Summer, Christmas. I could see that. Yeah. People were like, oh, it's freezing. I'm like, you guys need to grow up. It's 50 degrees.
100%. Yeah. You're out there in a sleeveless in the pouring rain. You're like, this is incredible.
It felt good to be like and warm, but yeah, it was cool. I can see when if it wasn't raining, it would have been significantly much better of a trip, but not saying it was a bad time. It was just like
you could see of course
the potential there without the rain.
Yeah, it limits you a bit with the rain. Yeah, go on a night. I went over the summer and it was hot, but oh, it was magic. And I like it hot. Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah, well, people say it's too hot in the summer, so you can't get the best of both worlds. I guess they don't have like
people are gonna bitch no matter what.
Exactly. And while we were there transitioning into it, the Lakers and Celtics split.
This was last weekend. No shit.
Yeah, so I did see a bit of that while we were at a bar waiting for our reservation at the old pink house. It was until like 9:30, so We were watching some of that game on TV while we were waiting, because that was like national tell, that was everywhere.
Yeah, of course. Celtics Lakers, baby. You got a
Prime time.
late night dinner, Rezzy, there at
The last
9:30.
one we could, it was the only one we could get, unfortunately. I
Damn.
didn't, well, didn't want it that way, but it was
Yeah.
9:30. We were like struggling to make it there at the end of the night, because we're old now. I'm 32, so I
Yeah,
mean,
of course.
31, not 32. So yeah, it's I was struggling to stay up till 9:30 to eat. I was like fine to stay up, but it's like eating that late, it's kind of it's a lot. So
Yeah, you're getting senile now. Like you'll be forgetting your
am.
way home from the grocery store in no time. Yeah, I turned 29 in 3 months, so that's
Oh
gonna
God,
suck.
you're not even 30. You got a long time to go.
Yeah, no, plus I don't have a long time to go. I'm on the downswing. But yeah, no, I was actually out. I was in Boston for that actually. I went and I was
The Lakers game?
just yeah, like I wanted to go in and just like watch it near the stadium. So a couple of my buddies moved in right across the garden and we
Oh,
went to that. I wanted to go to the game. I was trying to adopt the Connor Strayer approach, get some last minute tickets.
you never know.
And like they went down. But they went down from like $300 to like $250, or like $400 to like $200. I was like, ah, even like last minute, like I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, last minute too. I mean, I'm sure the reason why they went down, I don't know when they told people like LeBron or Luka weren't playing.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they traveled with the team. Like, were they
Yeah,
even
no, LeBron was there.
on? LeBron was there. Was Luka there?
I
I didn't.
didn't see him offhand, but he might have been.
Okay. I mean, it's not like, I mean, they must have deemed him not even playing, because like he's not even like mentioned like as like a bench guy. Like, I don't know
Yeah.
what happened, but yeah, I mean, it sucks. I mean, we'll talk about it why they probably didn't play him, but
Yeah. I
you
guess,
go there.
huh?
You go there, that you Lakers come to Boston, you're expecting like the top people
Yes.
to play, prime time game, Lakers Celtics, you know, two of the best teams historically ever. So it's like you expect those two guys to play, and then them not playing. And I get why Redick would do something like that, but like, and teams have done this in the past. You play a big name team, a
Yeah.
team that's a playoff team, and you rest your guys, don't give
Yep.
them anything to show for. Yeah,
Just
should
sucks. Like I it would have been really cool to see Luka and LeBron in this because it was a dick kicking in the Celtics' favor. And like I'd like to have seen a game. And like some of the announcers even were saying, like, I can't imagine this Lakers team losing a playoff series. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Like I'd love to see LeBron and Luka out there just to see what this game would have looked like. We ended up winning by 21 fucking points.
Yeah, I mean, you saw a guy like Austin Reeves score 36 points, and he was the only guy
Yeah.
really balling out there. But that's Austin Reeves, and I get it. He has came up. People hear the name, or like 2 years
Yeah.
ago, that would have caught you off guard. But he's like the third option on this team. He's actually scoring 28 points per game this season.
He's a baller. He had a 50-point game earlier this season. He can hoop.
Jeez, he's putting up. He's putting up Jaylen Brown numbers.
He is.
50% from the field too. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, but unfortunately, like you said, or fortunately, he's a third option. Jaylen Brown's the number one option. He's putting up those numbers. That's more impressive.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, well, debatable.
I don't know. So I guess that was actually the first segment I wanted to start here with. Jaylen Brown, what are you thinking? Because you were texting me during the Lakers Celtics game, but you were also texting me separately, and we were talking about Jaylen Brown a different time. And I just want to get your opinion on Jaylen Brown and this team led by Jaylen Brown. How are you liking it? How are you not liking it?
I like the confidence in Jaylen Brown. I like that he, and I hate to bring it back to Tatum because we're talking
You
about Brown.
always bring it back to Tatum because you fucking hate Tatum.
I don't hate him. It's just last year when you're watching him, it's like you don't know what he's going to do. Like even in crunch time, like he shies away from the shot. Like Jaylen Brown, it's just a different team right now. And obviously, you don't have all the guys like Holiday, Porzingis,
Yeah, they're all
Horford.
gone.
This lineup's totally different. You have guys out there, like, and I'm straying away a little bit, but you have guys like, and who we'll talk about later because he's having a great season, Jordan Walsh out there.
I knew
So
it.
Jaylen Brown with this roster, and even with Walsh having a good season, and I think Brown has to be a part of that as well. The reason why he's having a good season, not just because he's playing better, but Jaylen Brown also takes all this like. Who are you if you're playing the Celtics, who's the one guy that you make sure you get a guard? It's Jaylen Brown right now.
Jaylen Brown.
So Walsh is probably not getting much attention on the defensive end.
No.
from other teams. So he's elevating other players' games right now. But Jaylen Brown, back to him, he's having an incredible season so far. What was his percentages? He's putting up stuff like he's shooting, I think it was like 28 points per game, 29.1 right now, 49.6
My
from the
man.
field, 6 rebounds a game, and 4.9 assists. So he's not dishing the ball a lot, but that's not
Four point
really.
nine is pretty good.
That was never his role anyways. He's not a point. I mean, he is labeled as a guard, but he's more of a wing, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's just showing that, do we need Tatum right back right away? No, take Tatum. Take your time. Take your sweet time. I know it's early in the
Yes.
season, and I know we'll talk about the standings later on in the season, but right now they're doing okay without him. Like, and that
They're in
has
the East.
third in the East. Like I said, we'll talk about it a little
Yeah.
later. One loss away from being ninth in the East, so it's like
That's true.
it can go back and forth. But this team right now, it's surprising me. And Jaylen Brown's having. I'm not surprised that Jaylen Brown's having this type of start of the season. I think he started out a little sluggish, if I believe
Yeah, well, he had that knee
correctly.
injury in the off season, which was a little suspect. And
Yeah.
he wasn't, it's not like he was bad. He didn't come in here bad, but the whole team was just
Wasn't put
weird that no
up.
one knew their role. Yeah, like he
Yeah.
was more like 16 to 24 points you'd expect from him in a night, and he gave you that on good efficiency. But like the whole team was just weird. Like it just seemed like no one really knew how to play with each other to start off. And now I think it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, and if I do have to critique him a little bit, he's not perfect. He has a ton of turnovers, so he's turning the ball
Yeah.
over. Like I'm looking at the last whatever games, three turnovers, four, six, four, five. Like he has against the Nets where they won by like 15. He did have eight turnovers, so it's like he's
That's
always been
tough.
turnover prone. But
Yeah.
if he could figure out that issue. This guy's probably top five in their top, not top five, top 10 in the NBA if he could figure out his turnover issue, and because he's putting up points.
Putting up monster numbers, at least, like, yeah, no, I would say all around. I was gonna say at least scoring wise, but across the board, he's playing unbelievable in my opinion. The turnover thing, I'd love to have the same hope as you that like if he can clean it up, everything will be good. I don't think he's gonna clean it up. He never really has. He loves to dribble into double coverage and get the ball taken from him. Like it's just like a bad habit of his that like just doesn't seem to be going away. So I can't really hold out hope on that front. I guess I'd lean more toward the free throws, which, are super hot and cold with him. This season, for the most part, he's been fine, but that's just ever since that Heat playoff series where he shanked a couple of them down the stretch, and he's had problems like that before and after that. At the time, I could put to memory, now not so much, but those would be my only negatives of him. Most of all, like, his efficiency is unbelievable. Like he is playing like a top 10 player. He's a fucking stud for this team, and he's Finals MVP
Yeah.
for a reason. And I sit back and I watch this and I go, God, this is so fun. This is so refreshing. I love Jason Tatum far more than you, but it's nice not having him for a season too, so I can be like, what do we got here? What are we working with? And it's truly the Jaylen Brown show. Like in the Raptors game, he had some incredible assists, the Lakers game as well, but the Raptors game, a few that I remember offhand, he's just the offense runs through him. He's touching the ball on every possession.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So, and I think that's new for him, and that's where some of the turnovers come from. I think a lot of it is still poor dribbling ability by him to some extent, I guess to dumb it down. But overall, like if I'm giving like a satisfactory rating of him from like 0 to 10, like, dude, it's like a 9. Like he's playing really fucking well. Short of like a James Harden scoring explosion where he comes in here and he's, leading the team in assists and, averaging like 36 points per game or something that like he probably wouldn't do. Most people wouldn't do. I wouldn't hold anyone to that expectation, except for maybe James Harden when he did it.
Of
Yeah,
course.
short of that, like, that's a 10 for me, and this is like a strong 9. Like he's going to be a 30 point per game scorer by the end of the season. I just hope the efficiency keeps up. But yeah, like up till this point, and when we were texting, we both prefaced with it's still early. It's still early. Like, these numbers can change, but right now these numbers are pretty ridiculous, and they are. Like his efficiency is damn near flawless in my opinion. Shooting 50% from the field is beautiful.
Yeah, and he could just improve his free throws. I think you mentioned that a little earlier. His free
Yeah.
throws have never been great. He has potential to be in that the 50-40-90 club. And Dirk's my favorite player of all time.
Yeah.
That's hard to get. For those of people who don't know, that's 50% field goal percentage, 40%
40%
from
from
three.
field.
No, just from 3-point,
Oh yeah,
which
50.
is very hard. And then 85 or better from free throw.
No,
Or
it's
sorry,
90,
90.
50,
You need to
40,
be
90.
90. You need to be 90. So Jaylen Brown as of right now, I think he's like, let me check. He's 49.6 from the field, so he's right there in terms of that stat. I think from the free throw, he's not that. He's probably
Probably 78, I
better.
believe it is.
He's
Yeah,
78%. So
78.5,
he needs to be what, 90 to hit? He's far from that. Never mind. And from three, I think he's actually close.
Yeah,
He's
he's
36.3
36.
right now. But lately he's been very good. His last like 5 games, and that will swing. And he's really not the greatest 3-point shooter. He'll make his 3-point,
He's not
but
bad.
not bad. Obviously, he's making what, like we said, 36%. That's still very good for the NBA. So, and as we go, I think in the future it won't be as so good, because since it's a kind of like a 3-point game nowadays. But yeah, you said it beautifully. He's playing as we ex well, not better than we expected, let's just say. And he's filling in nicely while, the main number one guy, Tatum, is not there. He was Finals MVP. Could he
For a
potentially win
reason.
MVP this season? I don't think so. You got guys like Joker having one of the best seasons of all time, Jokic having the best season, one of the best seasons ever performed. So
Course.
if he's not there, I bet Jaylen Brown could be, at the end of the day, maybe a top five finisher for that award if Tatum doesn't come back, and the Celtics are in like the hunt for, one of the top seeds.
He's just going to switch into that Tatum spot where Tatum's always top five in MVP, even though half the time we can't imagine how he is. But he's always fringe MVP, but he's never actually a consideration. I think Jaylen Brown will just fit nicely into that spot.
It's a little different though, because we know, and I think a lot of people know this, because like Tatum had Brown. Tatum, everyone
Yes.
kind of, that was his crutch. It's like Tatum,
That's true.
if he was, Tatum was doing that without Jaylen Brown, I'd say those are kind of MVP numbers, because he has no
Yes.
help there. And now
That's actually an excellent point that I didn't think about. Yes.
Jaylen Brown's doing this without any help. I mean, yeah, sure, he has help. He has a team around him, yes, but he's doing it without a top 10 player in the world, arguably.
Yeah.
And a top with any he has Derek White, yes, who Jason Tatum had, but he doesn't have Porzingis or Horford, who's had a very good season last year, and or Holiday, who's still, I mean, not a scorer, but like a ball facilitator and one of the best guard defenders in the world last year and the year before that. So you got to give Jaylen Brown a lot of credit. He's getting all the attention right now in the league when teams play him, and he's still going out there and balling and making the best of it and leading this team pretty well. He seems to have the guys around him, playing on all cylinders. He is the vocal point. He is the leader right now. So I'm pretty impressed.
I guess that can segue us into the team here as a whole, because I spoke very highly of them being the three seed. You speak a little more disparagingly, which is realistic, because you said we
Yeah.
are like one loss from being like eighth in the East. So I do totally understand it, but I am I don't want to say stunned, but I'm pleasantly surprised that we're the three seed right now. And you're absolutely right. Like, it is a grind fest in the everyone's like a game out from each other, 2 games out from each other between the ninth seed and the two seed. And the Pistons are the only one with some sort of lead. They have 19 wins, and the Knicks, the second seed, have 16. But beyond then, the ninth seed has 14 wins. So it's just a conglomeration. Of horseshit. This is probably the closest the East has been in a long time. Probably because a ton of players are hurt, and it's obviously the weaker conference of the bunch. But the three seed, no matter what, like I told you, I was coming into the season with almost no expectations, but I thought this team was going to be fun. I think I even said that they'd maybe be like a six seed or a five seed, something like that, like a scrappy, fun playoff
I
team.
think you said I think you said even worse. I think
Did I?
our projections, I had them pretty like 4 or 5. You had them like a play-in team.
Yeah.
I
Okay.
think I
Which,
had them
like,
getting 10 more wins than you said, so.
really? Okay. Well, that's a surprise optimist take from you. Yeah. I couldn't remember that offhand, but I didn't have a lot of expectations. I just thought they'd be fun to watch. Maybe I wasn't counting how everyone else in the East was hurt, but like, they are just a lot of my predictions came true, and the fact that like they're really fun to watch. We gave Jaylen Brown all that credit, and for good reason, because the rest of this team doesn't instill a ton of confidence in you, not like to finish the season as the 3 seed confidence, though they do play incredible together. But Jaylen Brown deserves all this praise because we have Jordan Walsh, who's started for the last, I think it was 11 games, and before then he wasn't starting, and we're 9-2 since he started. So things are going pretty well. I think they first started out on November 12th. But and then Quinta, Peyton Pritchard's still good, reigning sixth man of the year. Like, I still love him. He has his moments, high mountains and low valleys. And Derek White's figured it out after a slow start. I love Derek White. I think he's unbelievable. You a little less so than me, but we both love him.
I love Derek White.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And
Yeah.
Josh Minot's pleasant surprise. Like, he's not going out there and crushing them, putting up crazy numbers or anything like that. But dude tries hard. He goes in there, he hits some threes, he plays defense. All I could ask for. Tillman's pretty tough. Hauser's all right. Hugo Gonzalez has been like playing sparingly, and Anfernee Simons, while scoring plenty of points, isn't putting up the numbers that I expected him to be. So
Really?
he's had a lesser role. Yeah, like I thought he'd be, more of a 20 point per game scorer than he is. But he's just kind of playing his role. This whole team, like, we're heaping this praise on Jaylen Brown because there aren't world beaters on this team by any means. We have really the only other standouts, Derek White and Peyton Pritchard. And Peyton Pritchard has huge flaws that we all know about. So that's why I think Jaylen Brown deserves all this praise. But most of all, you look at this roster and you go, if they're the 3 seed right now, though it's still early, they got to be playing really fucking well together. And they are. Like, the Raptors game was so much fun to watch, even though it got tight down the stretch there. They still played some incredible basketball, had some really cool plays. The Lakers game was a dick kicking. They beat the Pistons. They destroyed the Wizards, as a good team should. If you're a good team, then you destroy the bad teams. There's a huge difference between the 3-win Wizards and the 15-win Celtics. I'm absolutely satisfied.
And sorry to cut you off there.
Nope,
This
no
is
worries.
something, and if people remember, if you remember, this is something with last year's team struggled with. They struggled to beat the bad teams.
Yeah.
Times where they were losing to the bad teams like the Wizards. They had some trouble with teams like
Yep.
that.
Wizards,
So
Pistons, stuff like that.
yeah, and it's not like Jaylen Brown and Tatum weren't playing. They were both in the game. They rarely, I mean, Mazzulla doesn't really rest these guys against like tougher
No.
competition. He plays them. So it's nice to see that these teams they're beating up on the bad teams. They're not like getting their butts kicked. Did they lose to the Timberwolves? Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And the
Who I would
Timberwolves
say.
aren't good, but like,
They're good. They're a playoff. They could be a playoff team. I mean, they're not a
could be,
bad
but they're
team.
not,
Like they're
right?
not a bad
Yeah,
team like
they're.
the Wizards. But
I guess they're the sixth seed.
yeah, they're not the Wizards bad. They're not the Nets bad. Even though the Celtics did lose against the Nets as well. But to each their own. It does happen. And I don't think who played in that game.
Wolves had the exact same record as the Celtics, actually. I thought they were way worse off than we
No,
were. I think.
they're a playoff team. But I mean, it's. It reminds you of last season where like the Celtics did have like some losses, like and not good, but like some bad losses against bad teams. So like you said, it is nice to see them, excuse me, taking care of business against bad teams this season.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's really all I could ask for, because I want a team that tries hard, a team that I can have fun watching on a motherfucking Tuesday or a Thursday or any day that the Celtics are on, that I can just hang out and kind of take a break from everything and watch them. And like I said before, I'm entirely satisfied with how these things have gone.
yeah, and the Celtics when they did play the Wizards a few nights ago. When was this game? Recently.
November 29th. Oh no, the Wizards. That was December 4th.
So recently, last week. Brown did not play, but you had guys like Derek White go off for 30. He stepped up and had an amazing game. You had Peyton
Yes.
Pritchard score 20, Jordan Walsh, 22,
Fucking Jordan Walsh, 22.
Gita, 20, I mean, 17. So you had guys like Manat, 11, Anfernee Simons, 16, Hugo Gonzalez, 14. So these guys all,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they poured it on at the end and they got up big. Let's
And
just
they
say
should, though.
they got
They
up big in the
should. That's
fourth
what the
quarter.
Wizards deserve for being an awful, disgusting franchise.
You like to see that this bench is, when they do get up big, going out and trying. Like you have guys like Hugo Gonzalez showcasing that he can do those things. Yes, it
Yes.
was against a crappy team and it was a garbage time, but he put up those points. He had solid numbers. He went 6 for 7
Yeah.
from the field, 2 for 100% from 3, 2 for 2.
Bench players, starters, he did it against
Yeah.
NBA players.
So did Baylor Sharp. Like Baylor Sharman had a good game for what it was. He only played like 25 minutes, but he played his role. Ron Harper Jr. even got in there. He didn't play. He didn't do anything. But
No.
Anfernee Simons played a significant minutes, went out there and balled out, shot 50% from the from three and the field. So it's like you had guys, not 50% from the field, but from three. But you had guys like, I mean, Manat do well as well. So it's like this bench is gelling together. Like you said at the beginning of the season, they're having fun.
Yeah. And most of all, like, I'm having an incredible time watching this team. Like, I'm like, because against the Lakers, I didn't know that LeBron and Luka weren't playing, but I was like, all right, this is going to be a tough one. And then they end up not playing, and we're kind of killing them the entire game. And I'm like, okay, sweet. This is a nice surprise. Where if this was the team of last year, I'd be like, they have to fucking kill this team. And if they went down, like, at all, I'd be miserable until they got the lead back. Because basketball is a game of ebbs and flows and whatnot. The Raptors game was super back and forth. We'd build a huge lead, we'd blow the lead, they'd come back. And like last year, I'd be fucking miserable watching this process, being like, oh, how are we going to win the finals? This is unbearable. Now I'm just like, holy shit, we're the three seed. Like, I'm like, oh, cool. What a nice surprise. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, we beat the Pistons. Oh, we beat the Magic. And we beat the Magic pretty solidly as well. I'm like, okay, this is something I can get behind.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like you said, it's fun to watch. It's less stressful, I guess, without the high expectations. Because it's like last year was championship or bust.
Yeah.
That was a mentality, and that's easy to say because it was definitely championship or bust. You had
Yeah.
a championship team. You
And
had
all these
Hugo.
guys leaving, you're like, we have to do this now before everyone
Yeah.
leaves. And we
You
didn't, and
had.
everyone left.
Yeah.
And now it's like, all right, we got past the scary part. We got past like at least when I was younger, growing up, like if I had a doctor's appointment late in the week, I'd be like, oh, but I have this fucking doctor's appointment later in the week. Like, it's just like hanging over your head, like it's looming, you're dreading it. And then once it's over with, you're like, cool, not for another 6 months. That feels like forever. You don't even think about it again. And that's kind of like what this is. Like, after we're over the hump, over the thing that we dreaded, which it sucked, and it got even worse when Tatum goes down with an injury, you're like, okay, now it's over with. Let's just see what we fucking got. We're playing with house money.
Yeah, it's definitely like you said it perfectly. And it, like I said, it's true. It's the not the high expectations of this season. You know what you like, and you can just go into it being like, okay, it's fun to watch this team again. Not that it wasn't fun last season, but like you know they're not
Yeah.
in the championship. I don't think they do unless Tatum does come back. But even if he does
Yeah.
come back, and I guess this could be our next topic, like as of right now, if you just put in Tatum out of nowhere after he hasn't played the first, how many games have they played? Let's say 13, 14, 21 games. You just plug in Tatum. I don't think this roster is going to respond the same way like as it did last season. Like you can't just plug that guy in right away and have this team going. Like you're going to have some growing pains once you plug Tatum right back in. And I hate to say that because he is such a good player, but like you're going to have guys like Brown not be the guy anymore. So he's going to be like, all right. And he, I guess he's used to it and he's a good player, so he should be. But like, you're gonna have like guys like Derek White having to take a step back. You're gonna have guys like Peyton Pritchard having to take a step back.
Yeah, which they're
Jordan,
used to. That shouldn't be a
even
problem on their front too. But the rest of them,
Jordan Walsh is
yeah.
gone out of the starting five, which is fine. But you're getting guys comp and all these bench players, they're all gonna take hits. Like, everyone's gonna have to take a step back. And like, how are they gonna react? And how is Tatum gonna react coming back from injury?
Yeah.
Like,
And also,
it's.
like, it's not like Tatum's Nikola Jokic. Like, he's not coming in here and automatically making this a title team by no means. Like, we still have some glaring flaws. There are rumors that we want to trade for Ivanka Zubac. from the Clippers, which would be awesome. I think that would be fucking sweet. I think he's a superstar that no one pays attention to. I love Zubac. So I think that'd be really cool. And there's a reason that those rumors are out there because we do need to improve in some areas. But I don't think if we get Tatum, like we're automatically like favorites in the East by any means. I think it could be scrappy. I think it could be more interesting. I would almost have expectations at that point where I'm like, all right, we'll probably be like a top four seed is probably would probably be my expectations at that point. I wouldn't say number one by any means, but I would say like four, three, or two is what I would be expecting. But like, I'm not expecting a title at that point, or really any point. And to your Jordan Walsh point, like I don't want him to go to the bench, quite frankly. Like I think he's been awesome. He's the goofiest looking player I've ever seen in my life, but he's fucking incredible. Like the dude is out there. He's like our modern day Marcus Smart. He's out there willing to die for the goddamn basketball. Makes all the steals, plenty of blocks, hustle player, loves to get boards, do the gritty work. He's always working underneath the hoop, getting crafty layups and ones, anything he can do. The guy can dribble it up the court. It's like, okay, this is why we sat him for the last couple seasons. And I'm like, now we're getting some return on investment here because he hardly played, but he was riding the pine and playing garbage time for title teams. And now all of a sudden he's like, okay, like I get to play for the last 11 games or whatever it is that I said he's been starting. Like, dude's out there like, yep, this is it. This is my shot. Let's fucking go get it. And it looks great. And we're 9-2 since he's been in the starting lineup. Coincidence, maybe. Maybe not. I'm not sure. And I'm not implying one way or another. Like truly could be a coincidence, or maybe his impact is that great. But I watched the game and I'm like, he's hitting wide open threes now. He used to be fucking terrible from three. Like he would jack up a three and I'd be like, oh, that's not going in. He's been super reliable recently. I'm like, this is character development.
Yeah, it's and but any he wouldn't get any of that development without with Tatum back.
No, absolutely not.
He's
Which
getting
it's a
there.
beautiful thing in disguise.
Like he's getting his confidence, but that's what suck. I mean, it doesn't suck. It's a blessing to have, obviously. Anytime you get a top, let's say even if he's top 15 in the world, it's a blessing to get a top 15 player in the world back in your
Yes.
roster. And it would be even more of a blessing if this team was like, let's say, a 3-win team. They were struggling without Tatum, but they're not struggling at all. They're actually
Yeah.
playing better than everyone thought. If you told people that they would be 13-9 at this point, 21 games in, people would be like, like maybe, but like they wouldn't be confident about saying that. I know you
Yeah, I
weren't.
don't think people would bet on it.
Exactly. So it's really tough. Like, I hear the rumbles of him, like people saying, oh, he's coming back. He looks stronger and stronger every day. He's
Yes.
doing workouts, blah, blah, blah. But then
Yeah, we see the videos.
it's sure, love to have him back. And but like, it's definitely going to have growing pains. Like, I don't want him to come back right before the playoffs start, like, or as the playoffs start, because that's going to
Yeah.
take some, you can't just plug him in. That's not how it works with this team. This team's having fun. It seems like they're playing good team basketball, and it doesn't. I don't want to just plug him back in because it's not the same
Yeah.
team he had last year. This team is completely different.
Yeah. And like, if you rush him back, you could also re-injure him and all that stuff like that. I am completely on the train of healthy or not, don't bring him back this season. Let's roll the dice. Let's see what we got. 'Cause like, there's a lot of factors that I want to see on this team play out a whole season, and then I can really form an opinion on it. Like right now, I can say all this stuff about Jordan Walsh because it's a remarkably small sample size. Again, 11 games and things have been going great, but let's see what it looks like for most of a fucking season. If he starts almost every game going forward, then I can form an opinion on it. Anthony Simons, too. I love him. I loved him coming in. He's not scoring the amount that I thought he would. Maybe that changes, maybe that doesn't, and maybe like, if things are only okay with him around the trade deadline, maybe we make a move then. And I'm actually willing to humor that now. Where at the beginning of the season, I was like, no, like, let's see what he's got. We just got a high scoring combo guard. Like, let's play that out. Now we're, a quarter or whatever the way into the season, I'm like, I love him. I'm happy he's on this team. It's fun to watch him. But maybe he could be a trade piece. Maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing to lose this guy. Let's just see, like, how it
Depends
goes.
who it's for.
Yeah, of course. Yes. All within the bounds of good taste and exceptional value. But Yeah, like I, there's just a lot of stuff I want to see on this team play out for the whole season. And I don't think Tatum coming back would ruin all these things per se, but I don't really want to change anything right now either.
Good take. I mean, I agree. It's like obviously, like anyone in there, anyone who has like half a brain cell would hear, oh, top 15 player, oh, gotta have him back immediately
Yeah, 100%.
in the
Yeah.
lineup.
Talk to
He
anyone on the streets of Boston, they'll be like, I'd love to get Jason Tatum back. Like, yeah, of
yeah,
course.
of course, but like I don't think they understand it. And it's like I'm looking at I literally just Google Jason Tatum and it's like all the headlines. It's like, oh, he could be back in January. Oh, C's fans will love that Jason Tatum's new workout video. It's like they see a video, but they don't realize how, like, of him working out in the gym with no one on him, like, no guarding.
Yeah.
He's taking it light.
He's not running up and down a court the amount of times a basketball game
No.
demands.
Exactly. And he's not being guarded by, like, every team's best defender. So it's like
Yeah.
people gotta relax and realize that, yes, we would love for him to come back, but at this point in the season, they are playing well, and maybe by the end of the season, they're not playing well, and they're the play-in team. Then
Yeah,
they're
and our
bringing
opinions
back,
have solidified, and we're like, okay, now it'd be nice to have Tatum
why
back.
not?
I'm leaving myself open to the idea.
And bring him back,
But
yeah.
yeah, in that circumstance. But as of right now, and the way things are turning out, I want to see the whole movie. I don't want you to change the movie halfway through. Like, did you ever see The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg? So that movie was marketed as a cop movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg were posed as like the desk guys behind them. And then you're like 20 minutes into the movie, and Sam Jackson and Dwayne The Rock Johnson die, and you're like, wait, what the fuck happened here? And then it goes on to be a movie about Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. It's a hilarious, incredible movie, but I don't want that for this just yet. Maybe you could kill off The Rock and Sam Jackson toward the end of the season when I form my opinion of the movie. But right now, like, don't shift the whole movie on me just yet. We're still starting out, baby. I want to see what the plot's looking like.
Yeah, we want to see what this team develops into without Tatum. And these all these rumors of him coming back in January. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I think and maybe
I can't
he's getting
imagine.
unless and I don't like we Tatum hasn't been known. I mean, actually he kind of has been rumored to have like he wants to be that star. He's not getting the recognition he deserves, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And he's said stuff like that. It's not just me making that up. He's definitely came out and said he's like not getting his attention, whatever. So maybe does Brown having a good season, like a really good season, he's not just having a good season, he's having a very good season.
Yeah.
Is that affecting his comeback time? Is he seeing that as like, oh shit, I need to come back and be like outperform?
Possibly, but we already proven that we can have both. Like, I don't think he's like, well, my backup's coming in
Have
and
we?
doing well, so they're gonna replace him. Yeah, like they won a title together. All that stuff, at least in my
Sure.
mind, is put to rest. Like, we
Yeah.
did it with both of them, and it worked out quite well. Like, everyone had their moment. Brown had a bigger moment, but everyone had their
Much
moment. It
bigger.
was really good. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, Eastern Conference MVP and Finals MVP are kind of a big deal, but like, yeah, like I don't know if that would come into play. Maybe it does. Like, obviously, sports are a mostly ego-driven game, and for good reason. You want to believe you're the best player in the league, and blah, blah, blah. It speaks a lot to your confidence. Confidence leads to good play. All that jazz that most of us know. I try and avoid the talk radio headlines, though, of like, I just don't know if this guy has it. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I stuff like that. I'm like, oh my God. Like, yeah, but like, it could be a factor into it. But also, like, I think they've already proven that they can play together. I would hope Jason Tatum wouldn't have that opinion, but like I said, I guess I wouldn't be super surprised either.
Yeah, we really don't know because he is it's the first time they haven't really played together, him and Brown, and I don't think Brown has any say, like would have a big deal with it. But maybe he does. This is the first time this has been his team, like his actual team having complete control and him knowingly being the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Maybe he
Which
loves it.
is
We don't know.
completely different from the past. So maybe that is the case where he's like, holy shit, this dude's doing it on his own.
Yeah.
Because
He's
Tatum
that
never
dude.
got that chance. Brown's been healthy almost the entire time. The most he's missed is a month or two.
Yeah, and these guys are humans. They have emotions.
Yeah.
We really haven't had gotten to see. Well, I mean, we did see it with like Tatum not getting playing time in the Olympics. You can see he was kind of pissed off and
Yeah,
him
which
not
I would be
in.
too.
And him not getting recognition, like him being top whatever in the world or getting that superstar status, he's kind of been being a crybaby in terms of does he deserve, like, I think he deserves recognition, but we could go into that later. But like, we've kind of seen his emotions come out. We haven't really seen Brown's come out. We haven't seen hit well, when Tatum comes back, how is he gonna play? How is this all gonna work out? We've seen it in the past, but like, now it's a different ball game.
Yes. Yeah, it's I mean, it's sports in general is a wild fucking roller coaster and emotions to juggle in that circumstance. But yeah, I don't know. In the end up like I like what's happening and I like it for a reason 'cause things are clearly working for us. If slash when it's time for Tatum to come back, I'm gonna have to have a good long think about it. But obviously, like I will be excited. A part of me will be excited that he's coming back.
Just throwing this out there, any chance we trade Tatum?
No shot.
I'm just saying,
Literally no shot. Like
no chance you trade
imagine.
Tatum. Could you have Brown, you a superstar in his own,
I guess I
come to
wouldn't
get
say no shot.
any try to, like, I don't, you could probably get the whole, you could get a lot for him. Obviously, he's
Well, you
top.
would think that, but then the Mavs go and trade Luka for fucking nothing. Yeah, so like, you
That's what I
know,
mean. I think Luka's better than Tatum. Not gonna lie, I hate to say it, but Luka's better than Tatum.
he's a better player, but you can't win with Luka either.
I mean, you could say you can't win with, I mean, you did win with Tatum, but you had Brown
Yeah,
surrounding him. So
exactly.
it's like, it's different though. It's
No,
totally
no, no, no.
different.
But like
Luka
with
didn't have a
Luka, like
Jaylen
I
Brown.
truly think with Luka's playing style, you can't win. It's like
I
when
don't think you
Kobe
can win with
went.
Tatum's playing style. If Tatum was the only guy
Really?
on
Because we
the,
did though, but we did.
yeah,
If
but
he was the
Brown
only
won the
guy, yeah. But
Finals MVP.
even
Brown.
now with Luka on the Lakers, like I just don't think you could win with Luka in any surrounding cast.
With him being the only guy on the team, I think they could. I think
No,
they could win.
no,
I
not
think good.
unfortunately. Like at least I'm of the notion that that style of basketball doesn't work. Like when somebody's a one man team, it never really works out. Like Kobe goes ballistic as a one man team, and they're like a first round out in the playoffs. James Harden does it. They got as close as possible. They made it to the Western Conference Finals, but a handful of times. But they just couldn't do it. Like when LeBron did it for the Cavs after Kyrie left, he went one man show, carried them all the way to the fucking finals, and then they got swept. It wasn't they weren't even close. Like so you can
They deserve
always get really close. Yeah, but so did Luka. Like Luka on the Mavericks team, like they built a perfect team around him. That team was awesome. But
they were.
then they got to the finals and they got smoked. Like just like LeBron did when he tried to one man show it in Cleveland before he went to Miami. And then the second go around in Cleveland after Kyrie left, he tried to one man show it. You can't do it. I just think that style of basketball doesn't work. Wilt Chamberlain used to one man show it every season, 100 points, 50 rebounds, averaging all these crazy fairy tale numbers. And the only time he wins a title is when they bring in some other stars and they force him to change his game completely, which I think most players wouldn't do. Like LeBron would never change his game completely. Luka's probably not going to change his game
Yeah.
completely. Yeah, exactly. Like
I
James
could see
Harden's
Luka
probably not
change.
going to change. I
He's
don't
young.
know. Like,
He's only 22 years old, isn't
yeah, certainly. But like, what's Luka good for? He's like exceptional at everything. So he's not going to dumb that down. He's not going to be like, all right, I'll get less rebounds or get less assists or
He's a
like,
Magic Johnson type of guy. I mean, I hate to compare
yeah.
one of the best players ever to play, but
But
like,
like, and trust
he's
me,
a
Luka's
Magic
numbers are
Johnson type player.
preposterous.
He's
Luka
a point
almost
guard who
deserves
can
that
score.
praise.
Yeah,
Because
and sorry,
Luka's
it's
one of the
22.
best players I've ever seen. But that doesn't mean you could win a title with him. He's just like he's unbelievable to watch. He's a one-man show. You'll look at the box score with him at the end of a game. You'll look at Luka's box score and you'll be like, oh my God, 43 points, 11 rebounds, and 16 assists. You're like, oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Mean,
beautiful to watch. But it
yeah.
doesn't win. Like,
I
it
mean, he's
doesn't
not one
translate to
match.
good basketball.
I disagree a little bit, but only because he did make it to the finals with, I mean, yes, a good team around him, but obviously he
Yeah,
was a
he with an
star on that
incredible
team.
team. They built the team perfectly around him and they still couldn't do it.
Because you had Tatum and Brown had an incredible.
Because you had a better team that just
Yeah.
made somebody else beat you other than Luka. Like some dude can be unbelievable, but if you put five guys on one dude and force one of the other four Dallas Mavericks players to beat you, they weren't going to beat you.
No, we'll see. I mean, would we trade Tatum? No, I also agree with you.
No.
Could it happen? Probably not. If anything, they would probably trade Brown, which would be dumb. But they're not. Well, they're not going to
No,
trade
they're
Tatum.
not. Yeah. I don't think so either. Care to make a long-term bet?
Sure.
Will Luka ever win a championship?
Yeah, you will. 100%.
I'll bet he doesn't.
Okay. The next, what, 20? He's 26. That's
Yeah,
it.
by the end of his career, the day he
Probably has a good
retires
10
is
years left
when we
in him.
cash out.
He wins a chip.
Okay, so the day he retires, this bet is finished and somebody's got to pay
Sure.
out.
Yeah, I mean, by the only thought process between that, but for that is, I think the Laker, he's in LA. I don't know how long his contract is.
They just signed him to a max right before they traded him. So I think he's got like 4 more years left on his deal.
Okay, they have money. It's LA, it's Los Angeles. They're a big market team. I know there's market cap, but they're always in the swing for good players. And a lot of good players want to go
Sounds
play.
like you're talking yourself into a bet right now.
No, I mean, I agreed for the bet. I mean, I think he's just gonna
Okay.
win. I think the Lakers will always be there, and I don't think maybe it might not happen in the next 4 years, but Luka
Yeah,
will.
no. This is his entire career up until the day he retires.
Yeah, Luka's gonna be a guy that people want to play with. He's top five in the world. Yeah,
Yeah.
he'll win one.
And even if he's like a bench player at the end of a bench and
Still
his team
counts.
wins the title, that counts. That absolutely counts. I don't
I
think
think
he'll
he'll have
ever
a
be on a team
significant
like that.
part. I think he'll have a significant part in whatever
Okay.
if he wins.
So since this is probably going to be, so what, he's like 5 years in the league, this is probably going to be like another 15-year bet here.
I mean, I don't think he'll play till he's 40, but his health hasn't been the greatest.
True. So it's at very least a 10-year bet.
Yeah, he'll probably play till 36, let's say.
Okay. So
Yeah.
I say we put $1,000 on this.
No.
Dude,
Just
we're paying out.
for fun.
Dude, we're gonna be,
Sure.
no, not for fun. We're gonna
Sure.
be paying out
$1,000.
like the year 2030, whatever.
$1,000. Yeah. Whatever.
$1,000. All right. Virtual
Forget about
handshake
it.
on it.
Might
Let's
be
get
dead.
this. Yeah, that's fine. And if one of us dies, then there's an opt-out clause. Or you could take it from one of our states.
Okay.
Yeah, just we'll get it in writing. If one of us dies, you just go up to the person handling the estate and go, "Well, he actually did promise me
Okay.
$1,000."
Well,
They'll
that's.
uphold it.
How about this one? Will Tatum win a championship, another ring before he's retired?
Yeah.
You think so? Why do you have more confidence in Tatum than Luka?
Because he's proven that he can do it, and also I have more faith in the Celtics organization than I do just about any other one.
Okay. I mean, fair enough, but I could argue the same thing with Luka. I mean, has he won it?
Yeah,
No. Didn't have as much help
but
and
how much do we trust the Lakers to actually like it's they win not because they orchestrate a great team, they win because they have superstars. They never like really make a
I mean,
great
that's how you
team.
win. That's Luka. I mean, Brown and Tatum were superstars.
No, you can
They were the
win
top
without.
two highest player, two top highest paid players in the NBA. What do you mean? That those are they were both
Yes,
superstars.
in this last Celtic circumstance, but like,
Yeah.
look at most, like the Raptors won and they just had Kawhi and like they just had a really
No,
good team.
they had star, let's quote unquote stars for that
Kyle
time.
Lowry's not a star.
He was then.
No, he was not.
Yes, he
Kyle
was.
Lowry was not a star by any means. Kyle Lowry was like above average. But I'm also a Kyle Lowry hater, so
I
like
like
say
how
what. Yeah,
2019.
take what I say with a grain of salt,
I believe
but
they
I
had a
don't like
really
Kyle
good
Lowry.
squad. If I can
They
find.
didn't have any stars. They had a rookie year, Pascal Siakam, who's a fucking rookie. Now he's really good, but back then he was a rookie. They had Danny Green.
Yeah, really
Art.
good point shooter, Serge Ibaka.
I love Serge Ibaka. Dude, he's at the end of his career. So is Marc Gasol. Those are two great players.
But
If those were in.
they were still performing very well. They had
Dude, they're like a million years old, though. They're not stars anymore.
Pascal
They're just.
Siakam, like
Yeah,
he
in his rookie year, which doesn't mean a whole
was still
lot.
having a very good year. Fred
He
Van
was had
Fleet
a very good
falling
year.
off. Yeah,
Yeah, Fred Van Vliet had an incredible final series. That was not a superstar loaded team. That was a well put together team.
it was. That's why I'm saying a well put together team around Luka could
Yeah.
win.
Okay. I don't think that's the case. I look forward to this. In 10 years, you're going to be
You've seen
hearing
it with
from
Dirk.
me.
You've seen it with
I'm
Dirk
going to,
Nowitzki.
yeah,
Well put together team.
exactly. That's another point. They didn't, that wasn't a, like, they put an incredible team around a superstar that could win. I
And it
don't
took him
think anyone,
forever. Dirk won one. And it
yeah,
took him
but
nine
everyone knew
people.
Dirk could win it. He went to the finals
I
against the
think
Heat in
everyone
2006.
knows that. Yeah, so it's the same thing as Luka. I think they know Luka can win it.
Actually, yeah, I guess in that circumstance,
I'm just saying.
but Dirk's not a stat padder. Like he's not out there just like the
I
whole
don't know.
team doesn't run through Dirk.
Yeah,
It
it did
didn't in
run that very.
2006. No, it did not. No, it did
Yes,
not.
it
It totally did not. Like
Yes,
he,
it
trust me, he was the superstar on the team. But like Luka, I'm saying, my example with Luka is like he's like LeBron or James Harden, where he's the entire team.
Okay.
Like Dirk was not the entire team. Dirk had Josh Howard and other like really good players on the team.
Yeah,
Jason
Luka will
Terry,
have good players.
Jason Kidd, like these are all really good
Sure.
players.
And Luka will have those chances. That's why I'm
Yeah,
saying.
but they won't get the ball because Luka's touching the ball and hogging the ball the entire time. They're not going to get any assists.
Yeah, 10
They're not
assists
going to do
per
anything. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
game.
so he's going to touch the ball on every play, but he's going to turn the ball over just as much as he gets assists.
Agree to disagree. I think you're
All
just.
right, all right.
But yeah, I mean,
So not
Tatum,
even
you
sour
said.
grapes because we beat him in the finals, but.
Yeah, no, I think they were. That was guy. Well, liked it. The Celtics won, but I
Yeah.
think he's gonna win. I think Tatum. The Celtics ever won one? We're seeing how hard it is to go back to back. I mean, obviously.
I think so. I wouldn't bet on Tatum winning another one, though I'm confident, but I will bet on Luka never winning one.
Okay, fair enough. I mean. That I mean, it's a great question that no one's going to talk about. Everyone thinks the Celtics are going to win the championship again, and I think last year's window was the best chance you're ever going to get again, because that team was
Yeah.
built out for them specifically to win the championship, and you just had that same exact team win the year before.
But also, you have a GM in Brad Stevens who's just absolutely determined to get a championship team. Like he
He
never
could retire at any
tanks.
moment.
He could, dude. He's so
He won't.
young though. He's
I know he
like
won't.
your age.
I think he's older than me. He was
Yeah, I don't
butcher
know. You
Butler.
guys are both 40 something, right? You guys are in the same ballpark.
But yeah, you never know when he's gonna retire. Brad Stevens, I just forgot his name for a second. I just
Yeah.
wanted to see how old he was.
He's
He's
young. He's going to be around for a while.
49. He's 50.
Yeah,
He
he's
looks
older
young.
than I thought. He's got boyish charm about him. He
He
looks very
does.
young.
So it's tough to say. It's like I think and. I just think last year was their best shot to ever win one again with the same team they went back to back with, and it is so hard to win back to back. No, rare
Yeah.
teams rarely do it. They're not going to do it this year. And then
No.
how many years is Brown? Because I don't think they can keep Brown and Tatum going into the future. Let's just say, like,
Oh, I think they can because they just had to cheap out everywhere else. Like, look at this year. We have nobody else
and
under
I don't think they're
contract
going to
that's a
win it.
lot of money. Everyone else is cheap on this team.
And will they want to stay together?
Well, I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, maybe eventually one of them will leave, but.
That's what I mean. They're gonna want to go somewhere else. They're gonna want to get more
Which is
money.
fine.
He's gonna offer them more money.
If
So
Brad Stevens is in charge of the Celtics, he's going to reload and he clearly knows how to build a damn good team. So he's gonna do his best to make another super team like he did last year, like he did the first go around with Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, young Jaylen Brown, young Jason Tatum, like Terry Rozier off the bench. That team was ridiculous. It's a miracle we didn't win a title then, or like a
ball injuries. Gordon.
whatever the opposite of a miracle is, we got absolutely shafted.
Yeah, and Browns, for everyone out there, his unrestricted free agent, he'd be 29, 2029, 2030 season. So he'd be 33
Okay.
years old. It must be the same for Tatum.
Yeah.
So, I mean, God forbid any trades in which a team would be have to be insane to take on that contract. I mean, given so in like 2 in 5 years, that contract won't be, they're not even the two top paid players in
Yeah,
the
no, they won't be in like a year.
league. And he actually, Tatum as a player, he could go somewhere in 20, 29, 30, but he's a total unrestricted free agent a year later than Brown. So
Okay.
he's 20, 30, 31. So we have Brown one less year than Tatum.
Yeah.
Signed. So
Which
if
makes
anything,
sense.
Brown would probably go first if he was the guy to go. And if Brown went,
Yeah.
I think Tatum's a lifer, Celtics for life kind of guy.
I think so. Like if Brown leaves and
Brown's
Tatum
going.
hunkers down,
Brown's going the first
you
place.
think so?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think Brown has any allegiance to Boston. I know
Don't think so
he
either.
likes being a Celtics. I think he would get
Yeah.
the heck out of it. He's from California, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah, he's
Yeah,
going.
he's from Cali. Yeah. I guess I wouldn't be entirely surprised.
Especially, we don't know what these teams are going to look like in 2030. If there's a team out there that's going to pay him more money, And
Yeah.
they have a stacked team at that time, and they just need Jaylen Brown if he continues his success.
Yeah. Just need somebody to come in there and get some efficient buckets.
Yeah, exactly. He's from, we can end this soon, but he's from, where is he from? He's from Georgia. So, I mean,
Oh, no way. Okay.
Florida
We were both
Atlantic.
off. I totally thought he was. I know he went to school in Cali, but I thought he was from out there anyway.
Yeah, maybe he'll go to Atlanta and try to end his career there with whoever the heck is there in 5 years.
He's smart, he won't.
You're right, but he's gonna, I think he's the type of guy that's gonna want his own team. He's gonna be, I just don't see these guys gelling together in 5 years.
Yeah,
Especially if they
I
don't win another
guess
for the next 5 years. He's
I
gone.
wouldn't be entirely surprised. I'm looking at okay, so he's from just outside of Atlanta, Hotlanta.
If these guys don't win in the next, let's say, 5 years when their contracts are up, another
Yeah,
one,
that's
one of them's gone.
and it's a
One of them's
wrap.
gone.
Yeah, but who knows? That's such a long period of time. We could get better players in between there too.
You're not wrong. Oh, yeah, you draft someone, you
Yeah,
trade. You might get someone in a trade
100%.
for Jaylen Brown. Who knows? I
Yeah,
didn't
we
see.
stumble into Cade Cunningham from Detroit or something like that. You never fucking know.
I would trade Tatum for Cunningham right now. I don't
That's
think I.
ambitious, but you hate Tatum, so that makes sense. But
I think right now we just benefit more from having a more of a point guard than
yeah, and
Tatum.
like he's a great fucking player. I do love Cade Cunningham, but.
I don't think that's outlandish to say.
No, I don't think it's outlandish, but I don't think it's landish. Like I don't think it's out of bounds. I don't think it's in bounds either. Like I don't want to say it's a hot take, but it's a lukewarm take. It's like after you've had
Years
your tea sitting on the
old,
table for a while. Yeah,
24.
like
He's a very good guard, but arguably just as good as Tatum.
yeah,
He would
I don't
sell
know
more
about that.
with a guard. I mean, two wing guys. I'd rather have a guard and a wing guy, not two wing guys.
No, I understand. Stereotypically, it seems like a weird fit with two wing guys, but we did win, so like,
We did.
hey,
You're not wrong.
yeah,
With a very
like
good
it
point.
worked.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It to we did what the Clippers couldn't. Like they wanted to have like the Kawhi and Paul George thing, and that didn't work, but ours did.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
Yeah, so we get to gloat. But yeah, I would say that's a wrap on episode 133 for now of the Raptors podcast brought to you by Coach Guy Sports. Remember to like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a later.
Peace.